If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him the punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. They
call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Outdoor Activity Award, that's what's poppin'. Scout Shooting Sports Award, that's what's poppin'. World Conversation Award, that's what's poppin'. Interpreter Strip, that's what's poppin'. National Summertime Pack Award, that's what's poppin'. Recruiter Strips, that's what's poppin'. Service Stars, that's what's poppin'. Whittling Chip, that's what's poppin'. The Supremes are the Riders Live What's Poppin' Artists of the Day, y'all. Let's get it. That was Diana Ross and the Supremes with Baby Love. That song is available on all streaming platforms. from the classic movie Coolie High. Not interested in turkey or beef? Well, if you're in the Chicagoland area, Just Turkey is the place for you. They have a number of healthy options. Turkey sausage, turkey tips, Italian turkey sandwich, and even jerk lasagna. If you're having a Christmas party, birthday party, or even a party at the office, a baby shower, family reunion, leave all the catering to Just Turkey. Just Turkey is the place for you. With two locations in the Chicagoland area, 4353 South Cottage Grove and 120 West 87th Street. Just Turkey is the place for you. Tell them that Rodas from Rodas Live sent you. Thank you. Welcome to Rodas Live. I'm your host, Rodas. So today I'm back with a bonus episode. The name of this episode is called Scout's Honor. Scout's Honor, y'all. So when I was younger, I used to be on punishment a lot. So in order to get out the crib, I told my dad, like, man, I want to join the Cub Scouts. So the Cub Scouts would meet every Saturday. So they'll teach you a lot of disciplinarian stuff, teach you about camping, fishing, how to set up tents, mostly outdoor survival stuff. But one thing that I always thought was like, man, we're in a city. But, you know, at this point in my life, I hadn't gone camping yet. So to be perfectly honest, I never went on a camping trip or none of that, you know, throughout the whole duration of being in the Cub Scouts. But it was a lot of cool dudes in the Cub Scouts, like from a lot of different neighborhoods and areas. We all meet up at the church for the Cub Scout meetings. I think the fee was like maybe $65. If I'm not mistaken, I think I was in about maybe fourth grade when I was in the Cub Scouts. So I get to leave up and get out of the house no matter what. You know, even if I was on punishment, I could always go to the Cub Scouts, you know? So what I had started doing was, you know, instead of going to the Cub Scouts, me and my friends, we'd go up to Aldi's and we'd hustle groceries, you know, just to make money. Even though, you know, I get an allowance or whatever, but sometimes I wanted to have my own money. You know, and that's just how it was. And so one day I cut the Cub Scout meeting and I went up there to hustle groceries with my friend 211, aka Marlon Johnson. Shout out to Marlon Johnson, my nigga to this day. He a DJ, he'll spit on the microphone. But shout out to Marlon Johnson. So we was up there hustling groceries. And I don't know if y'all remember this or not. They had the Huffy bike. So I had the Huffy bike with the real comfortable seat. And my Huffy bike, you know, people was known for, you know, taking bikes from younger kids just to get the Huffy seats. And then what they'll do is they'll take the Huffy seat, put it on a swing frame, you know, and trick the bike out with like mags, you know, like that. And in my neighborhood, a lot of the older dudes, I'm talking about way older, freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors in high schools, I used to be like, man, why these niggas ain't got no damn car? It was in the hood, riding around, you know, on a swim bike with Max, with a Huffy seat. So my dad, he always said, "Hey, Ra-Ra, let me know where you going on that bike," because he knew that they was taking my style of bike just for the Huffy seats. And I knew too, so, you know, I was a pretty well-known kid in the neighborhood, but not well-known enough that it'll keep a motherfucker from taking my bike to get my seat, you know what I'm saying? But nobody in the immediate neighborhood was actually taking bikes from nobody. You know, I knew everybody for the most part, pretty much. So we was at the corner store. My bad. We was at Aldi's hustling groceries. So I noticed it was two older guys with bikes standing, you know, waiting for me and Marlon, my friend Marlon, to leave. I had my bike chained up and everything, you know. So I think I had made maybe like $5 or something like that. So we was going to the candy store. Shout out to the old man candy store on 123rd and Parnell. That's where we was going. Soon as we made our little money, we was going to get some penny cookies. My choice of candy would be Twix, Cherry Clans, Alexander the Greats, Red Hots, Milk Dugs, Jingle Jollies, and Jolly Ranchers. Those was my favorite candies that I was going to get up out of the old man store. Shout out to the old man store. Or Doritos with hot sauce. The cheese hadn't really came on the scene yet, but Doritos with hot sauce was my go-to. So anyway, I started taking a chain off of my bike. Now we back at Aldi's again. I started taking a chain off my bike. And then when we started riding, I noticed that the older boys, they was riding off behind us. So I was trying to holler at my partner, Marlon, and let him know, like, "Hey, yo, hurry up, because, you know, I think these dudes gonna try to take my bike." You know, they was way bigger than me, way bigger. But at the same time, if you're gonna try to take my bike, I'm fighting for my bike because I don't want to deal with the consequences and repercussions of my mom and my dad when I get home. One, I wasn't supposed to be at Aldi's. Two, I was supposed to be at the Boy Scout meeting. Three, I didn't get permission to go. And four, I would have been on a motherfucking punishment that I never experienced in my life. So when they was riding up by us, they was like, "Man, give me the bike. Give me the bike." So I was on my bike, like kicking at them. You know, like, "You ain't getting my bike." So I was kicking at them. But that wasn't enough. So the other guy, he got off his bike and he pushed me down. He was so, this is how much bigger he was than me. After he took my bike, he had that motherfucker in one hand, still riding his bike. That's how old these niggas was. Shame on them. You know, at this point in Chicago, you know, people was just known for, I know it don't sound good, there wasn't a lot of shootings, or I don't know if it was publicized or not, but it was gang banging. I wasn't in a gang at the time. I wasn't in a gang or affiliated with no gangs. But the disciples and shit, they was deep in my neighborhood, you know, at that time. So dude took my bike, and I guess he was folks, but he wasn't folks from around my neighborhood, or I would have knew him, you know? But he knocked me off the bike, picked up my bike with one hand, and started riding off with my motherfucking bike. Yo, my heart dropped to my toes. Shit, boy, I was like, no. And you know, I was upset because my bike had got taken, but you know, I was thinking about all the reasons that I stated before. The punishment, my mom, my dad, the consequences, the repercussion of me being disobedient and trying to be grown and doing what the fuck I wanted to do. That shit wasn't gonna fly. I knew when I got home, it was gonna be hell to pay. So I'm walking home. I was mad. So anybody, if you from Chicago and you live in the Hundreds, shout out to the Hundreds. They took my bike on 121st and hauled it right by the tracks. That's where they took my bike. You know, Aldi's wasn't even a block and a half away, but that's where they took my bike from me. So I had walked all the way from, Halsted, Emerald, Union. I think I was like on low. And I saw the Boy Scouts. I guess they went on a troop run or something. And one of the guys in the Cub Scouts, he knew that was my bike, you know. I don't know how, but shout out to him. He was like, man, that's Rodder's bike. That's Rodder's bike. So they chased the dudes down and they got my bike back. Man, I was so happy. Like, man, it's like the clouds opened up and I was free. Man, I was so happy. And so they asked me, like, you know, why are you not at the Cub Scouts? And I told them, you know, I lied. It's never good to lie. I told them that I rode my bike up to Aldi's because I had to go get some for my mom, like some charcoal fluid or something like that. You know, they had these things that you put on your bike called stretches. And I had stretches on my bike, but that was a lie. I didn't go up to Aldi's to get no charcoal fluid. I went up there to hustle, but they got my bike back. And they it wasn't no cell phones because they would have called my mama and I ain't need that shit. So they got me my bike back and they was like, hey, you go home right now. Do you need us to take you home? And I was thinking about that shit like, damn, they might be in the motherfucking area. They might try to take my bike again. But what I wound up doing was riding my bike, you know, in familiar surroundings where I knew, like, if they would have tried to take my bike again, somebody would have saw them. And, you know, I could have got some aid and assist and, you know, somebody would have got down on them. But this day wasn't nobody out. Nobody was out nowhere. So I wound up riding my bike home. Man, I took my bike in the house. I got in a tub. I cried. And I was so happy. And it was ironic. I was on punishment. And my dad was like, man, rah-rah, the Cub Scouts over. I was like, no, you know, I just came back. I ain't see nobody. And then he was like, oh, okay. And he was like, you want to go outside? I was like, yeah, I want to go outside. He was like, you could ride your bike. You know, I'm going to let you go outside. You could ride your bike. I was like, nah, dad, I'm cool. I don't want to ride the bike. But what I learned from that is, you know, always listen to your parents. Do what they tell you to do because it's for a reason, you know. As parents, it's a parent's job to raise you and teach you right and keep you safe, you know. They prepare you from when you're a little kid all the way up to your teenage years and everything so you can be able to protect yourself outside. You can have logical and, you know, critical thinking. But at that point, you know, it's the parents' job to take care of you. And I'm not saying that my parents weren't doing a good job. They was doing a phenomenal job. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And every time that I wanted to do what I wanted to do, I always wound up learning a valuable lesson from that shit. So this is just a bonus episode of Riders Live. I'm Riders. Peace.